You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hey, Heartbreakers, welcome to the final episode of season two of The Breakup Breakdown.
Womp, womp. Oh, wait, is it?
I was going to do a drum roll.
Is it a happy thing or a sad thing?
We had two different visions of how that intro was going to go. I was like, yeah! And Justin's like, oh, how sad.
It's over.
Lexi's not here, unfortunately. I wish we could all be here for this episode.
She's got a lot of stress going on.
She's got a lot going on because she just got a new job.
She's leaving us.
She's leaving us. She's moving to Buffalo. So shout out to our upstate New York listeners.
That could be another whole thing for your podcast. Your best friend that you worked with or somebody that you worked with for years and then they're gone and it's like, do you just not talk to them anymore? How does that go? Because I have coworkers that I've worked with in St. Augustine back in the day when I was at the dealerships. I don't talk to any of them, but we were like so close when we were all working there, you know? Like it's
a
weird
relationship. Like Justin, if you ever left, I'd be like, oh my gosh.
I don't think I'm going anywhere.
I don't know. We both might get fired at some point. No, it's okay.
That's fair.
When Lexi was talking about moving on, I was like, oh, it's so exciting for Lexi. And then I just kind of looked at Justin. I was like, and here we are. And then there were two.
We're back here still.
Not to start this off on like a sad note, but I guess last episode was the last episode us three will ever do together.
Maybe she can call in or something.
We'll have her call in, but you know, it's not the same.
Yeah, no.
It's not the same. So
the
Lexi,
audio is different.
The audio is different. So Lexi, if you're listening, you will be missed.
Bye.
Bye, loser. No, I'm just kidding. And I also was thinking about this today because I was like, oh, Lexi's not coming on. And I never called Lexi coworker Lexi because she sort of helped me start this. She was sort of like a co-host from the beginning. You came on and I just gave you the title of coworker. Justin.
Yeah.
But Lexi was technically also my coworker.
Yeah.
So it's not weird now that she's going off to a new job, but I'm like, if I or Justin ever leaves and we're not coworkers anymore.
That'd be weird. Like coworker Justin, but he's not like,
would I just
ex,
call you Justin?
Is it ex coworker Justin at that point?
When you become my first ex. I mean, speaking of exes, Breakup Breakdown merch just came in yesterday.
I saw.
And I got to wear the not my ex's hoodie around my suburban neighborhood.
Did anybody say anything?
They were like, oh my gosh, that's not your ex's hoodie. And I was like, no, check the font, bitch. Like,
we're good. It still is.
It clearly says not my ex's.
That's funny.
So I actually ordered some extras. So if anybody wants a t-shirt or a hoodie, you can DM me at Breakup Breakdown Podcast on Instagram and just let me know. Maybe we can make something happen. I do have some extras and select sizes, so we can see if we can make something work. Okay, so this is the unsolved breakup episode where I'm going to read the breakups that I couldn't solve.
Oh.
This means that the case is pretty much closed. I never say never. Who knows? Maybe one of these stories will come to fruition, but this is kind of the end of the road for these stories.
So what does it mean by you weren't able to figure it out? You weren't able to get in contact with them, or they didn't want to talk, or like what was, or is it all of the above?
So it'll be a mix. So D, all of the above.
Okay.
Either the person responded and said, nah, I'm not really interested.
Okay.
Or maybe they backed out at the last minute. Usually this is somebody who just didn't respond to me because I didn't have any trouble getting in contact with people this time around. The first time I was just kind of like, yeah, send me your submissions. I didn't know how to get in contact with these people.
Right.
But for the most part, I was able to DM all of these people. Yeah, they just didn't want to come on for whatever reason. But I thought we would start off with some superlatives.
Okay.
I wanted to label the most talked about episode of this season, the most surprising episode of this season,
okay,
my favorite interview, and my favorite episode overall.
Okay.
So Justin, if you want to think about your favorite episode, you can, and I'll ask you in a second. The most talked about episode from this season was easily the thruple from hell. That was the story where the girl was married to her high school sweetheart. He was like, I think I'm polyamorous, and then had sex with somebody else next to her in the bed. That one, and then the one that we just posted a couple weeks ago where she found out that he was hooking up with some girl and she was pregnant with his child. Like, those are the two moments where like I audibly gasped in the interview. I was like, no!
Like, no. Yeah, I can't imagine literally being in the bed with somebody.
It's traumatizing.
This is probably TMI, but like back in the college days when we all had some some crazy moments. I had a friend who hooked up with somebody and I happened to be passed out in the bed next to him, and I like woke up while it was happening. I was like, what is going on? And
in the
that's
dorm.
Like no relation to anybody in the situation. So I can't imagine it being like someone you're married to.
No, me and my college roommate, we didn't do any of that. I would get sexiled because she got a boyfriend like second week of freshman year.
Oh, that's frustrating.
And so I remember I would just be like sitting out in the hallway.
Like, hat on the door or like some kind of like, hey, don't come in.
It was more of like a vibe. Like I'd walk in and they'd be in the bed. Sounds so bad. They'd be in bed together, but not like.
But like you knew, okay, they need their space.
It's more of like they made the vibe, not hostile, but it was just such an uncomfortable environment that I was like, I'm going to see myself out.
I'm going to get out of here.
So imagine that being your husband. Traumatizing.
Yeah. That's what I mean. That makes it a million times more amplified.
My most surprising episode this season was when she dated her stepbrother.
Yes, I remember that.
That was surprising in a bunch of different ways because A, I was surprised that she responded.
Yeah.
B, I was surprised that it was such a grounded interview. It's like a really salacious title, but it was just kind of like, yeah, he's my stepbrother and this is why it didn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
It was a really interesting interview in that way. And it was also surprising because I'll get DMs here and there, you know, being like, oh, I really related to that episode. Thank you for posting it. This is the one where I got the most DMs.
Be like, this happened to me?
In like some kind of fashion, like, oh, I know someone and that happened to them, or I know this and it's kind of like that. And I'm like, why are so many people relating to the most unrelatable story of the season?
It made me think of what, there was a documentary we watched, Our Father, I think it's called. And it's about a doctor who was helping women get pregnant, but he was using his, in like a 25 mile radius, there's like 50 people all related. And one of the like moments in that documentary, they were saying like, for our kids, we now have to like vet out who they date because like they might actually be related.
Who knew you would have to do a paternity test by the second date?
You're like, you're in high school, be like, honey, you can't date him. That's your stepbrother.
But he asked me to prom, Mom. Okay, my favorite interview was a tie. And this isn't saying like, oh, all the other interviews I did were not fun. No, I'm just highlighting interviews I particularly enjoyed this season.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is I really enjoyed episode 3 when the relationship ended at the engagement party because I actually got to go out to drinks with this person.
Oh, meet them.
And then bring them back to the studio. And the interview environment is just so much more different when you're like in the same room with somebody.
You can pick up on vibes easier. I mean, it's definitely like during the COVID stuff, having to do meetings and interviews in general over like a camera. Like I completely agree with that. You can pick up on non-verbal cues and things like that. That definitely help in an interview for sure.
I also felt like I was able to ask questions I wouldn't have normally asked over Zoom because again, you're picking up on non-verbal cues and I felt a little braver because we're in the same room. So I can kind of like lean over and be like, oh my gosh, can you tell me about this? Like,
are you okay with me talking about this? Which you can still do over like a Zoom, but it's different. Like it's not in person.
I also had a lot of fun with the person that I interviewed for when all the exes got in the group chat. That was a really fun interview because they brought wine. It just really felt like we were spilling the tea. It was a really fun interview. My favorite episode overall was season 1, episode 1.
Mm.
That to me was just a really great episode because it's so personal to me because it was a submission from me. And I know this person. I have history with this person. And I was genuinely reconnecting with somebody who I had watched from afar. And I was just like, what happened?
Yeah.
And so that was a really fun interview for me to do and to edit as well because it was the first episode of the second season where we had such a bigger audience. So it was really exciting to get to do.
Was there pressure? Did you feel like, oh my gosh, like so many people are listening. I can't change the sound of said podcast or anything like that. I know that's like all back behind the scenes stuff, but did you feel that when editing that first episode for the second season? Like, oh, are we still going to continue this momentum and it's still going to be going and the excitement there, you know?
Yeah, I was terrified to press publish on that. I didn't sleep the night before. And then I woke up at like 6 a.m. I'm like, did it post? Okay, it posted.
Are we up? Okay.
Yeah, and I was really nervous to see what the downloads were because it's the first episode of the season. So, you know, it's probably going to be your biggest one of the season. So I was kind of like, hope it looks good. And it was all great. And it was a positive experience overall. Okay. Justin, do you have a favorite episode?
I feel like the one that I had the most fun talking about, I think Lexi joined us, but it was like the going through your phone talk.
Yeah.
Like, and that was obviously spawned from that episode. But like, I feel like I had the most fun on that. I felt like that was a really relaxed conversation.
That's
fun. That was
fun.
A good one.
Okay. Now into the unsolved mysteries from season 2 of the Breakup Breakdown.
Okay.
Back to the drum roll. Okay, the first one, short and sweet. This is just kind of a funny one. The first person I messaged for season 2 of this podcast, the submission said I broke up with him because I caught his mom breastfeeding him. And that's all it said. And I just sent an email to this person.
What?
And I said, can you elaborate? And I never heard from them. Sometimes people do just submit things and I can tell.
Yeah, maybe it was fake, but like, you know, sometimes that's
No, I don't think it was fake. Some people just like to, they feel like they're sticking it to their ex by submitting it to the.
And then they don't feel like they want to go any further. further with that.
Yeah. They just want to let me know that their ex got breastfed.
That's aggressive.
Aggressive. Okay, here's the second submission. This one says, there's a guy I used to work with that moved to another state, and shortly after moving there, he met a married man and became his boyfriend. It seemed as if it was a polyamorous relationship. The guy I worked with, Max, was dating Kyle, who was also married to David. David and Max were not in a relationship. Max moved into Kyle and David's house shortly after becoming involved with Kyle. It seemed as if Kyle and Max were becoming very close to each other, and Kyle and Max started going on vacations without David. Eventually, Kyle proposes to Max and was still married to David. Everything seemed fine for a while, but then Kyle posted on Facebook that him and David were no longer together and that he was excited to move forward with Max. 2 months after that, Max was looking into getting his own apartment or home and didn't mention anything about Kyle. I went to his Facebook and it stated he was single and Kyle was no longer posting on Facebook and still had Max in his profile picture. So something had to have happened between them and Max must have left. The last time Max posted about anything with Kyle was in the spring, and ever since then, it's been radio silence. I've been dying to know what happened with everything.
Did I pick up on, even after all that, there was a 2 month gap where they might have still been living together while the other person was looking for a house?
So David and Kyle are the married people here. It sort of seems like Max infiltrated this relationship.
And like slowly took over from within.
Yes.
Yeah.
Max is the virus of the house. But maybe it's deeper. I mean, looking at this story, if I was making a prediction going into this episode, I would look at it and think Kyle and David were having longstanding issues. Kyle and Max were flirting at work one day, and then everything just unfolded from there.
I just feel like a three-way relationship, somebody's going to feel left out somewhere.
I mean, we already had the throuple from hell.
That's what I mean. And so, like, when anybody ever talks about doing that, I'm like, somewhere along the way, someone's getting jealous. There's no way that it's equally distributed correctly. Like, I know it works somewhere, and there's examples, but, like, that's pretty tough.
I have been following this couple openly committed on TikTok for a while, and it seems like polyamory seems to work really well for them. And so,
I guess you both have to be on the same wavelength. A lot of times, like, the friends with benefits, or I know this is more serious than that, but, like, a friends with benefits thing, like, only works if both people are, like, 100% okay with that person being with somebody else.
But even then, humans are so complicated, and our emotions are so up and down. It's impossible to be on the same wavelength as one person, let alone two people.
That's what I mean. And then like, having to make decisions. Now there's a whole third person involved in decisions, and that's tough.
I would love to talk to a couple where polyamory has worked, because I think that is interesting. It's an interesting discussion to have, but this is the Breakup Breakdown, so we'll have to figure out how to weave
the
that in there.
I would love for you to talk to for an episode. They're obviously not broken up, but would be like any of the big social media relationship content people. I follow a few of them. The thing I'm the most curious with them, like, how do you know when you're on or when it's actually romantic?
Oh, I have had some people. So the problem is I've had a couple people submit influencers.
Yeah.
And I usually feel really comfortable DMing those people because I'm like, oh, they're already out in the social media world. And I haven't had luck really with anybody who has a major following, because I think that is interesting, because you're literally, it's like this podcast, but on a larger scale, because there's a mass group of people following this relationship.
Right.
And we have this perspective of what's going on, but like, what's really going on behind the photo?
Right. And that's like what I mean. Like, I joke with Nicole about that all the time. Like, if we were doing relationship TikToks and so I come home with flowers, is your thought, oh, he did something romantic for me? Or is it, oh, is this part of his bit for a video that we're going to post on TikTok that hopefully gets views? Like, that's, those are the ones that I'm interested in. I know it's not a breakup, but like, it's a whole nother angle of a relationship that normal relationships don't have to deal with. But then you have this huge, like, present. The thing people are doing now, like the icks, right? They talk about the icks about each other. They're doing the video with the filters and stuff. Like,
I'm too sensitive for that. I could never.
Nicole and I watched that and she's like, you want to do one of those? I was like, no, because you're going to hurt me.
No, I saw that. I was like, oh, it'd be funny if me, Justin, and Lexi did that. But I was like, no, I'm too sensitive. I'm too soft.
I'm not even that. I'm an overthinker. Even if somebody jokes something down the line, I had a video that I posted the other day and someone said something about my voice, right? And like, whatever, I don't care. But, you know, later on that night, I was like, dang, that dude wanted to take my man card because of my voice. I can't even control that. And then, you know, so you go down those paths.
Somebody said I had a Jimmy Neutron voice on TikTok and I've never heard my voice the same, because I'm like, it's kind of true. And he's like, I'll be up in my girl's ear like, God bless. Better than Carl Weezer, I guess.
I feel like there's probably a Carl Weezer kink out there. So.
Hit me up if that's the case. Okay, next submission. My junior year of college, I made friends with this really sweet girl that was in one of my classes. We clicked because we both loved our major, cared about school, had long-term boyfriends, friends and loved to have a good time. Well, we texted and kept trying to hang out between COVID. Other friends and boyfriends, it just never happened. I noticed her trying to grow more of a following and even starting a business. So she's posting more and I get to see her and her boyfriend move into a new house together in a new state. They already live together, but that's obviously a big step. Well, one day her TikToks go from jokes about not being engaged yet, something you only joke about when you're sure it will happen, in my opinion, to sad breakup TikToks. I need to know what happened. She doesn't post super personal vlogger type things, so I don't know if she'll make a post about it on her own, but maybe she'll talk to you about it.
See, that almost sounds like exactly like what we were just talking about a little bit.
Because you're invested in it. You're watching it happen, and it's so satisfying when you get the behind the scenes scoop. I think that's one of the reasons why people have been able to latch onto this podcast. Okay, this is what it looks like on the outside, but what was really going down?
And on top of that, the couples that I follow, right? Like, there's two main ones that I follow, and both of them, if they were to break up, I would be like, oh my gosh, like they both have kids. The one couple like just had a baby. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, man, if they broke up, like, even though I don't know them, I'm like, oh, what about the kid? Where's she going to go? Where's he going to go? You know, like, I know what they do for their jobs, like, because they post about it a lot. And so like, you almost become invested in their relationship with that, which is good for your podcast because it keeps growing.
Yeah,
so
keep posting. We need more content.
Yeah.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
I got a message back, I think from one of them, and I don't think they wanted to come on and do like a full story.
Okay.
So here is the submission. I wish Lexi was here for this. I think she would have the funniest commentary on this. This is what it says. I did not write these, by the way. I played gay kickball with this queer person named Kathy. They were dating Amy. They were even engaged at one point. Then they broke up and Kathy seemingly started dating somebody new and it was heartbreaking. Then Kathy and Amy got back together and had a poly relationship with a new person named Jamie. Then Amy separated from Kathy and Jamie, but Kathy and Jamie kept dating. It sounds like the David, Max, and...
Yeah, they're just passing... Yeah, they're kind of like switching around over here. Okay.
You know what would be like the most killer episode? If I was like a household name, if everybody wanted to be on this podcast, my dream to make this happen would be to have all these people in one room. So we have Jamie, oh my God. Kathy, like a crossover episode.
The final episode of Love is Blind where they bring them all back and make them all talk.
I think that would be so interesting because it sounds like such a similar situation. Damn, who knew this was so common?
That's what I'm telling you. I think once you add that third person, elements change, things change, and you might find things that you like that the other person doesn't, and then that new person is into it. Like, there is a lot of that.
Three's company, my dude. I didn't realize kickball could be gay.
Well, that's what I was wondering. Like, gay kickball, like, is that?
That's why I was like, I didn't write this. It's probably a gay kickball league, but yeah, I thought
like,
that was funny.
Like, that's fine, but like, fair enough.
Yeah. Okay, next submission. I knew this girl in college, and she had been dating a boy from high school. They were probably together for like a decade when they got engaged and married. Apparently, on the honeymoon, he told her he never loved her, and it felt like he had to go through with everything. So she had to move to his city by herself and start a new job that she had taken because of this marriage that she probably wouldn't have taken if it weren't for him. And now she's by herself. What the heck happened?
Why'd you wait that long to say that? I don't know, man. Like, I get it. Like, sometimes there are those pressures. Like, if you've been together for that long, I have two friends that they started dating their wives now back when we were in our junior year of high school. This past October was one of their weddings. So they've been dating for 14 years before they got married. I think they were on the same page about it. Like, we joked with them a lot, but I think they were on the same page about it. But like, damn, like at no point, if you didn't want to do that, I get, okay, we've been together for 13 years. This is just the next step. But if you're not feeling it, then you're not feeling it. Like,
well, it's so much money too. And we've had a couple of episodes like that. I believe the one this season was when her TikTok got 7 million views and her fiance literally the day before canceled canceled the wedding. Mm-hmm. I don't think we ever really got a clear answer on why he decided to cancel it, because he wasn't cheating on her. He did date someone shortly after, so I feel like maybe there was a safety net there in some sense, but I don't think it was like full on cheating.
Or maybe that person he was with gave him thought, oh, maybe I don't want to be with this person forever because I'm attracted to this person or something like that.
I think that's much more likely, because mm-hmm. then he ended up married to that person.
Yeah, so that could be part of it. It might be one of those things people joke about, like when you know, you know. So it might have been one of those things like he thought with her and then he met someone else and knew, and then it's just, you know, this is how it goes sometimes.
It's a sucky situation because it's like you don't want someone to not be without the person that they're truly meant to be with.
Right.
But like the night before, really?
Yeah, damn. Wait until the last second.
At least give me like a week's notice, dude.
Right. Don't make the family travel there.
No, and then people showed up to the wedding.
I know.
Yikes. Oof. Okay. So I am on a small college team, and these two people who used to be on the team met. They went to coffee and then dated for years. And then in late enter year here, they moved in together to a college suite. They seemed so serious about each other, having spa nights and doing almost everything together. She eventually got into grad school, and then both of them moved into an apartment near that school, and he started commuting to campus. At this point, he was on his last year of school, and the only thing he wanted to do after graduation was to go to the same grad school as her. The last thing that I know for sure is that he was officially rejected from that school. From then on, I heard rumors that were all over the place. She cheated on him. They got in a big fight, and she crashed at her brother's place, and some other things that are definitely untrue. But all the rumors had one thing in common. They all claimed that these two broke up, although I still can't find out if that's true for sure. They haven't been posting about each other at all on social media, and he has been going to parties that seem out of character for him. Mm. And the big kicker is that he deleted and totally changed his Instagram. He deleted everything except for his graduation picture. He even changed his username and his profile picture. Her parents are super strict, and to this day, she doesn't have social media, so please help. I'm dying to know.
I find it funny. There's two things when people that delete social media posts. It's relationships when they break up, and it's sports players when they're getting traded to a new team.
Like those clearly are the same situation.
Right, two totally different things. Like if you left this company, are you going through any posts you ever made about any of the radio stations and deleting them? No, I'm not. I've never deleted any of my ex photos, which is probably weird. Like it might be weird down the line. Any photo I've ever posted is just out there. So like that whole concept of taking the time to delete them seems wild to me.
So going back to this submission, she was like, well, you didn't get in the same school as me? Bye. Or was she hanging on to the relationship thinking that, oh shoot, he's going to come to the same school as me, I can't really break up with him?
Yeah.
Or it's like the safe option to not break up with
him. Or if it's like one of those, I feel like this would be like a movie, and it probably is, but like he didn't get
Legally Blonde.
He didn't get into the school she did, so she goes to like a welcome party and gets drunk and sleeps with somebody there, and then, you know, things are going. Because someone said there was cheating at one point. You know, she's off at this new college or a new step party, and he's at home bitter about not getting in. You do hold, I guess, anger or jealousy can kind of come through. When Nicole and I were talking about when we were living long distance, you know, she was like, I'll move back even if I don't have a job. And I was like, no, I don't want you to like move back here and leave what you have working on now only for me, because then if things don't work out or if it's getting frustrating, like you're going to hold that grudge against me. Even if you don't want to, that's going to be in the back of your mind. Like I dropped all this stuff for you and now it's not working. And so you don't want that. And maybe that's what was going on there a little bit.
Because then they become your life. If you were just the one thing she had moved for,
right,
then pretty much every expectation that she has about coming to Jacksonville is reliant on how you can provide that for her.
And you don't want that pressure in a relationship.
Okay, this one I was really upset about because I just wanted to honestly meet these people because they sounded really cool. I think I messaged the guy in the situation because he sounded really cool. So craziest kid we knew in college. You know, he was the loudest kid at every bar, social butterfly at every party. He finally met his match in a girl with a similarly outgoing personality. Mm. Every week, they would make a presentation of the highs and lows of their relationship and present it to friends. They dated 1 year in college and then 1 year out of college and then randomly broke up. No one knows the story. Both are super entertaining people and really good talkers, and would be a great episode if you could get them to join the podcast.
Yeah, they sound like they'd be great. It also sounds a little bit like the X TikTok trend. Like they, at the end of the week, would recap everything.
Can you imagine if it was a visual podcast with both of them on and then they brought like a PowerPoint presentation of the highs and lows of their breakup?
I would love to see both of them separate, tell their story, and then you like combined it and be like, this is where it was different. Now we have you both in the room. You said this, something's not matching up here.
I mean, that's what I wish I could do, but you know how it is, drama, and some people don't want to talk. So
of course, we
just have the one person, but I wish like every episode could have both sides. I think that'd be so much, not more interesting, but it would be more interesting. So maybe I'll follow up with these people because I do just think they sound really interesting. interesting. I am in desperate need of the tea for a southern small town breakup. There were two high school sweethearts that got married last year. On socials, they seemed perfect and like nothing was wrong. They're both precious. I was actually friends with one of them in high school. But in the spring, she posted her vacation pictures with another man that included kissing photos. And as small as it is, she had brown hair in the photos, which isn't weird other than the fact that it's always been another color. I swear the gossip mill crashed because of how crazy this was. The last time they posted as a married couple was earlier in the spring. She had changed her last name on Facebook back to her maiden name, along with all of her profile pics. But the husband's Facebook still had a married relationship status, and all of the profile pics were their wedding photos. To this day, nobody really knows what happened to their relationship, other than the fact that the separation was super fast. Please help a girl out and let me be vicariously nosy.
I feel like that's like the most generic dude thing to just be like, neglect the social media. Like, I don't want to deal with
nobody
it.
Nobody cares.
Yeah, I don't, no one cares about
Meanwhile,
my stuff.
Girls, we have like a PowerPoint presentation, a press release, a change of hair color.
Yeah.
I literally love that only women would notice, like, she dyed her hair.
I was thinking that in my mind. I'm like, what does that even mean? Like, what does that even mean? She changed her hair color. Okay.
Like, no. So I'm not a spontaneous person, but the last time I went through something like emotionally difficult, I thought, I'm just going to dye my hair red just for fun.
Next time you change your hair color, yes. Next time you change your hair color, I'm going to be like, okay, we need to check on Abby.
Somebody call her therapist. When I was going through that last year, I was like, I really wanted change in my life. And I got a rejection that really broke my heart. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to dye my hair red and that's going to shake things up. And then I looked horrible.
I guess guys don't think that way. I don't know if
What do you do when you experience a devastating heartbreak? Just play COD?
Probably. Yeah. Go play some video games, talk to my buddies, have a few drinks, and maybe punch a wall.
Oh, I saw on TikTok the other day, someone was like, yeah, my boyfriend like punched a wall the other day, so I decided to frame it.
I was like,
send him to therapy. Don't go to Michael's.
Nicole will get so mad at me because when I get frustrated, and I'm talking like I dropped my keys because it happened the other day. I'm carrying a bunch of bags into the house. We just went grocery shopping and my keys were in my hand and they fell on the ground. It's annoying because now they're on the ground. I have the bags. I'm pissed off. I was like, ooh, I need to punch a hole in a wall. And Nicole's like, what is wrong with you?
You know when you're angry and you're trying to leave a room and your shirt gets caught on the door handle?
Oh my God.
Peak frustration.
What was that? I think it was a TikTok video. Like a kid was walking by and his shirt got caught. He turned around and like punched the car door. And I was like, I so understand that.
So I was moving out of my apartment a couple weeks ago and literally I had done everything. This place was spotless. There was not an ounce of dirt or imperfections anywhere. I'm getting ready to hand in my keys to my apartment and I'm just checking to make sure that the blinds are okay. I ripped one of the blinds down. Literally as I'm walking out of the apartment. Thank God I haven't gotten a charge for it yet, but it's still
so angry.
Last one, best one. This girl a couple years older than me in my sorority had this beautiful romance. They met on spring break on a cruise and she fell and he literally caught her. And that's how they met. They were long distance for a while. He lived in another state and would serenade her via FaceTime. They lived together for a little bit in another state and then they moved to another state together, bought her a puppy for her birthday. She became a full-time influencer and shared so much about her relationship online. They moved to another state together. He proposed. They bought a house. They picked a venue and then they broke up. Now, a few years later, she's with somebody else. So hopefully she'd be willing to talk about it. She wasn't. This person did respond to me and just said, thanks, but no thanks, which was actually very sweet because people either just block me or ignore me. But it's really nice sometimes when they respond.
Yeah, well, I feel like there's a lot of baggage with that one now. You have a house together, so I would imagine you're both on that mortgage, and that sucks because that can be dicey if you have differing opinions on how to approach that going forward.
But I do wonder what happened because I'm even like reading this and vicariously being like, damn, I wish that happened to me.
Yeah, I mean, I have one of my really good friends, he met a girl on a cruise, like same exact, like while you were talking about this, I thought about it. As you were saying that, I was like, oh man, his whole story could be on the Breakup Breakdown because she ended up being married and they were like.
You always just drop these incredible stories and like, they should be on the podcast. I'm like, why don't you send them to me?
Well, because I'm not thinking about it and he's not with that person anymore, but it was weird. Like that was such a weird time. They met after all that, they met up again at a beach area and she was like there for a bachelorette party or something like that. And he and her like went to the beach to like walk, I guess fell asleep on the beach together. And her friends were like freaking out, called the cops. cops, all this stuff, because they're like, where is she? What's he doing? And so they call the cops, and like they woke up, and like his phone had like a million texts and calls, and he's like, oh, we're just on the beach. It's fine.
We're just falling in love here.
We're just chilling.
I do think cruises are the best places to fall in love. It feels very summer campy. Like, we're all stuck on this cruise ship. It's very, I mean, it's not Jack and Rose.
I've never been on a cruise ship.
What?
I've never been on one.
Bro, you've never been alive until you went to the kids club on a cruise ship.
So our coworker was telling me how cruises are funny because like if a kid gets lost, they go to like kid jail and they like call you and they're like, hey, your kid's down here. And you're like, I'll be there in a few hours.
I got a margarita. I'll be there in
a little bit.
No, cruises are the best because you get to be like free and then there's all these people. It's like the first time you're around so many people your age where the goal is to just make friends and be social.
Yeah.
It's very college-y.
Yeah. I wish I had done it for like a spring break year back in the day when I was in college, but we didn't. And I don't know. I'm always kind of a little sketchy. Like, oh man, it's like a hotel on water. Mm-hmm. I can't leave the hotel. It's the same bunch of people that I have to see every day going forward for the next week.
So like going to work?
Yeah, pretty much. But even that's different because like you leave and you can see other people. Like on that boat, those are the people you see and that's it. There's nobody else.
Nah,
so if you hate all of them, then you're stuck in a boat.
But you usually don't because everyone's drunk. I mean, not if you're a kid.
Everyone's just vibing out though.
But everyone's just vibing. It's the best. I am still in a Facebook group with people I was in.
That's hilarious.
A cruise little gang with. Every now and then someone will post like, hey, how's everyone doing?
We should go.
Someone's like, hey, I just transitioned. Hey, I just had a baby. It's wild.
Everyone's all over the place.
It's crazy to see where people up. It's very cool. You haven't lived if you haven't had a cruise romance, Justin.
No, I did not have a cruise romance. Well, I've had spring break romances, which I imagine are similar.
Maybe. I feel like cruise romances are much more romantic because then you're probably like in different parts of, you know, you're in the Bahamas and you're falling in love. Falling in love.
I was in the Keys.
Yeah. Not the same. All right. That is my last unsolved submission. I feel like we had some really good ones. I mean, I'm really bummed about some of these. Of course, I wish they would have responded, but alas, never say never. Maybe I'll get a DM after this and they'll
Next year's goal is get a celebrity couple.
A celebrity breakup
to give you the deets.
Maybe season 4.
Okay.
Season 3, we already have some good interviews. Dude, season 3, episode 1 was like a 2-hour interview, which I only say that because I try to keep them under 45 minutes just because typically I can cut them down to like 20 and that's like the good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This was 2 hours of just incredible content, story that would not end. I mean, I'm sure I'll cut it down to like an hour, but it's crazy. It's a queer story that involves marriage and lying about an illness and it's from TikTok. It's really good. And then I also have a therapist who's coming on who is telling their breakup story. They were submitted. They just happen to be a therapist. Very cool. I do have hopefully 2 guys.
Oh.
I already have 1 lined up.
Okay.
And I just texted the sex. I just texted the sexant one today. And he is a professional athlete.
Oh.
So maybe I'll set one of you heartbreakers up with him if you like his story.
Baseball, basketball,
golf.
Even better.
My mom got drunk with him over the weekend. And she was like, do you want to come on my daughter's podcast? Which is probably exactly how it went down. And I just got his phone number. And I was like, he probably doesn't want to come on this pod. Let's see if he texts me back now. Let's check.
Is he?
No, he didn't text back. He probably thinks, who the fuck is this?
Like, what is going on? With the little bit I know about golf, is he with the PGA Tour or is he on the LIV Tour?
Oh, I forgot. Duh. Like, your wife is literally.
Nicole might know him.
So he is American, but does not play golf in America.
Interesting. Okay.
If that makes sense. So I don't want to be identifying.
Yeah.
There's a lot of golfers out there. And to all you OG listeners, it's not Kennedy's ex fling. She used to date a guy who was on the tour, lives here. That didn't end
Cam Smith.
Not Cam Smith. this is one person I can tell
you. He has a lot of money now.
So yeah, we have a lot of really great stories coming up for season 3. The premiere date is supposed to be January 3rd. As of right now, we're on schedule to get up and get ready to put out episodes. So thank you for tuning in. I hope you all had a great time and cheers. I never know how to end these episodes. See you whenever you decide to tune in next.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever.
Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dix.com/scorecardplus for details.